Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Nick Wright in 1 hour, customary on a Tuesday. All sorts of activity yesterday. To start our show, Russell Wilson's a Steeler. To end our show, Kirk Cousins in Atlanta Falcon. We can debate what he's worth, his value. J-Mac, I just saw a minute ago that Joe Mixon now goes to C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, so they get another weapon for an ascending young star quarterback in the AFC. Yesterday was one of the more, that was as much fun as you can have doing live TV. It was just pinball wizards up here flying around, stuff banging on the walls, all new players, all new destinations. A few teams got better, I think, absolutely.
Yeah, I love the chaos. I was going to open the show saying you're dead to me, which is just a hilarious exchange there between New York Giants guys.
Yeah, Tiki Barber's great New York Giant that played his entire career with the New York Giants, had a wonderful career. So yesterday, Saquon Barkley, who had also spent his entire career with the New York Giants at the same position, both great all-time players. But Tiki now is a radio guy on WFAN, and when the word got out, he was now going to the rival Philadelphia Eagles, of course, hated in New York by the Giant fans. Here was Tiki Barber's reaction.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years, forever grateful, excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji.
He's
I'm looking at
him. He's dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon.
They said it with a smile. But if you're Saquon Barkley, two reasons you had to go. Number one, running backs don't make what they did in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And number two, Philadelphia is a significantly better place to land. First of all, they have a better quarterback, and that quarterback runs a lot. Jalen Hurts, that helps a running back. More deception. Better offensive line helps a running back. Two legitimate star receivers, meaning safeties can't crowd the box like they can in New York because they don't have one great receiver, and they always have tremendous tight end play in Philadelphia. How do you not go? It's very possible that Saquon Barkley will have significantly fewer touches and more production in New York. Oh, yeah, it's a better organization, and they win and get to Super Bowls. Plus, the Giants are to blame. A couple years ago, we said, franchise Daniel Jones, you probably have to pay Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones, nobody in that locker room thought the heart and the soul of the team was Daniel Jones. Everybody knew it was Saquon Barkley. And the Giants said, hey, we're going to pay Daniel Jones. And now they're stuck. Next to Carolina, it is the weakest offense in the NFL. Saquon Barkley did not owe the New York Giants anything. And I think loyalty has limitations here. I mean, let's be honest. He's the fourth all-time leading running back, and that's with injuries and behind mostly awful offensive lines. Losing culture, bad quarterbacks where you could crowd the box. And he's still fourth all-time. And think about this. In the last 6 years, he spent 6 years in New York. He has over 7,000 total yards, again, with bad O-lines, egregiously bad O-lines. No star receivers, really, and 47 touchdowns. Second to the Giants is a receiver, Darius Slayton, half the yards and about 35% of the touchdowns, 19. That's the second most productive player for the New York Giants. What do you want him to do? Direct your anger at ownership, the front office, climate change, gas prices, inflation, Joe Biden, wherever. You can't blame Saquon Barkley. But more than anything, this is ultimately the truth. Where do I say you go to the truth? You go to Vegas. Don't go to the media. They have agendas. They have favorites. Don't go to fans. They're emotional. Go to Vegas. You know what Vegas thinks? The Eagles' Super Bowl odds improved. Signing a running back. For the record, the Steelers didn't, signing Russell Wilson. So Saquon Barkley was considered more helpful getting to a Super Bowl for Philadelphia, now they're a lot closer, than it was for the Steelers with Russell Wilson. I mean, if that doesn't tell you the value, Giants didn't appreciate him, but the superior franchise did. DraftKings Sportsbook did. The people who are paid to get it right did. The Giants didn't. Whose fault is that? Blame anybody you want. Don't blame Saquon. He had to go. It's a way better spot. He'll touch it less potentially and gain more. Less pounding on his body. That's what running backs should do. Go to the place where you can be productive and you don't have to be Derrick Henry, because most people aren't Derrick Henry. They're not that big and can't take that pounding. All right, Kirk Cousins, end of our show, goes to Atlanta. Not a big surprise. It's so funny. Now everybody today, talk about a ceiling. Do you know the number one selling ice cream in America? It's not cookie dough. It's not bubble gum. It's not Rocky Road. It's vanilla. For the umpteenth straight year. You can have it with pie, espresso, solo, in a cup, in a sundae. It works. I know, but if you order it, if you ever go out with anybody, three or four people, you get vanilla. Everybody turns to you and goes, so boring, vanilla. Yesterday, I had a vanilla latte, not a cookie dough latte, not a brownie madness latte. I had a vanilla latte. It was fantastic. You know, Kirk Cousins is like, you go to Europe and on the fourth or fifth day, you just order McDonald's because it's familiar. It tastes great. The bottom line is, you know my point. You know what you're getting with Kirk Cousins. A committed adult, low turnovers, high accuracy, doesn't miss many starts, teammates like him, so do coaches, virtually egoless. And he's much more productive than everybody thinks. Did you know since he has signed with the Vikings, I think you'll be surprised by this, 2018, since he signed with the Vikings, J-Mac, third in passing touchdowns, again, with a couple of shaky O-lines, and at one point, Mike Zimmer, defensive coach, third in passing touchdowns, and tied for third in passer ratings. And you all wanted Justin Fields? We're not sure he can play the position. Yes, he's boring, but you know what you get, and it's much better than you think. And it works well with tight ends, running backs, decent O-lines, and wide receivers. Everybody thinks they can do a whole lot better than Kirk Cousins. And yet the Chicago Bears, with a history over 100 years, have never once had a quarterback as good as Kirk Cousins. Look it up. No, they haven't. Bears, not once. The NFL is the only business in America that always, every year, has a labor shortage. There's about 7 to 8 teams every year that need a highly functioning quarterback. And that's exactly why Kirk Cousins keeps getting paid. Because he's probably like a Dak Prescott in that 11th, 12th, 13th best quarterback in the league. Dak's making a lot of money. Kirk Cousins making a lot of money. They're monetizing their position. And they're both about, statistically, the exact same player. Kirk's more accurate. Dak's more mobile. And Dak's got the star on the side of the helmet. You can say it's boring. You can say he's vanilla. You always get laughed at when you choose it when you go out with friends for ice cream. But consider this. The Washington Commanders, since Kirk Cousins left, have the 27th best win percentage in the NFL. Well, it's not Kirk. It's and the Vikings have made the playoffs several times. And Kirk Cousins against Aaron Rodgers and what we view as the superior organization and the superior quarterback. Every two times they played, Kirk beat Aaron once. Call it boring. I call it productive, dependable, committed, an adult. Yeah, he's not carrying a trophy home. Very few people not named Patrick Mahomes are carrying a trophy home. Lamar can't win back-to-back playoff games, and we love him. Josh Allen can't get to a Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins wins. He's efficient, productive. If you love Dak, you can't tell me Kirk Cousins can't play. Their statistics are identical. I don't love either. I like both. They're grown-ups, good at the podium, win games. And Minnesota said, hey, we like you too. We don't like you 45 large a year. I mean, Dak's going to make 55 large a year. But for Atlanta and this team and these kids in that division, he's got tremendous, tremendous value. Again, you can't love Dak and think Kirk can't play. Kind of the same quarterback. The difference is Atlanta's not the Cowboys or Minnesota. They're not a consistently winning franchise. Meaning, to get there in this sport that has a perpetual labor shortage at quarterback, Kirk has value. All right. Man, there's a lot of stuff. Now, your guy, you know, I don't even want to... Colin right, Colin wrong's not till next Monday. There does not appear to be much of a market for Justin Fields. So the Raiders went and got Gardner Minshew, 2-year deal. So what the Raiders are telling you is they're bringing a veteran in for 2 years, pretty cheap price, and they're going to draft a quarterback, and Minshew can be sort of the mentor and be the starter for 2 years at a very reasonable number. That's what the Vikings are doing with Sam Darnold. Mm. We're going to bring Sam in for a year, draft a quarterback, and then for a year, I don't think it's a bad idea by the Raiders or the Vikings. We're not asking you to come in and start. Guys that can win some football games, create some inertia, some momentum, get some wins, and you can be an understudy for a year.
I'm not certain the Raiders are drafting a quarterback this year. I think it's going to be Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. And then next year, when they're probably drafting in the top five, they get a quarterback. Let me go back to Kirk Cousins. You said if you like Dak, you should like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Now, so it comes down to the number for both. Dak's going to cost you 55.
Well, a couple numbers. Number one is Dak turns 31 this summer. Kirk turns 36 this summer.
Yeah.
Kirk's never been mobile. Dak is less mobile now.
Yeah.
Kirk's coming off an Achilles.
Yeah.
And he's getting 45, in the neighborhood of 45.
For a losing franchise that's trying to stabilize a bunch of kids on offense, coming off a horrible quarterback season.
And you got to pay nobody, like you said, the skill position guys are all.
Whereas Dallas has to pay CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. They don't have a running back, a star running back. We don't know if we like their coach. Their coach is on a short runway. And so Dallas is going to pay Dak close to 60, 55. At $45 million for a couple of years, it's
not
these
the
deals
thing.
Don't all end up being like they read. They end up being significantly shorter, less money. But in the end, again, I don't love Kirk Cousins, but he is number three in passing touchdowns, tied for third in passer rating, and unlike Dak, has not had good offensive lines. For a big part of it, battled with his head coach, a defensive coach, Mike Zimmer. He wins a lot of games.
A pretty smart guy who had come on my podcast has compared this Falcons team to last year's Texans. Defensive head coach, Raheem Morris and D'Amico Ryans. offensive coordinator from the McVay-Shanahan tree. Both offensive coordinators, Slowick and Zach Robinson, worked at Pro Football Focus, very analytically geared. And now it's like, okay, we got our quarterback. We're going to get it. We got our tight end, receivers. What are they going to do in the draft? Probably go defense, just like the Texans went Will Anderson. Maybe Falcons look at Dallas Turner from Alabama. And they're building in the mold of the Texans, who were in a bad division last year, and they win it. Falcons in a weak division in the NFC. Well, I think they're going to be the favorites in that division.
Yeah, they are. I think they should be. Baker and the Bucs second. But the other thing to think about here is division matters. Brady looked over the entire league and chose the NFC South. Yeah. I don't think Kirk Cousins, I think he would have stayed in Minnesota for $36 million. That's what they wanted to give him, or $37 million. But that division's weak in 45. I'm going to take the money. I got about 3 to 4 years to play. Kirk Cousins' value in a very weak division is substantial. So, Kirk Cousins in the AFC West is not as valuable. So Baker and Kirk in that division are both valuable.
So why didn't Russell Wilson see that exact point and say, I don't want any part of Pittsburgh. I would rather go to Minnesota. Maybe Minnesota didn't want him.
I don't think Minnesota wanted him, and I don't think Atlanta wanted him. Again, I'm not here.
I just think Russ picked a really tough division to succeed in.
Well, but he also picked, if you believe in yourself, he picked a team in Pittsburgh that has a lot of talent. Can't get it right, but has a lot of offensive talent.
That's fair.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
The most watched television show by a substantial margin in America is the National Football League, and it's not particularly close. Among sports, dramas, sitcoms, it's not particularly close. We can all watch football, and though it's complex in many areas, you and I know generally that quarterback's great. We can watch Joe Burrow, or you know, we can watch Mahomes and go, oh, Josh Allen, and you can watch guys that aren't very good. We don't need to call them out. And yet, usually, like people inside the league and outside the league, you can kind of tell who can play, who's a backup, who's good. And then there's Justin Fields. So there's a huge gap between what a lot of fans think on Justin Fields, who can be spectacular in moments. I call him a YouTube quarterback. You can put together a clip. He and Sam Darnold, to me, are always similar. You can put together a clip for 4 minutes and go, wow. But they don't stand in the pocket and accurately deliver the ball on a consistent basis enough to be viewed as a franchise-winning quarterback. So yesterday, Darnold signed a one-year deal. Gardner Minshew got hired. Jacoby Brissett got a deal. And Justin Fields? Crickets. How the league views him and how fans view him, more than any quarterback in this league, fans see a star. Coaches and GM see a guy that doesn't see the field particularly well and doesn't distribute the ball accurately enough and is hurt a lot and turns it over and gets worse as the game goes on. All of it true. If you look, you got to win in the pocket in this league. All the spectacular stuff, got to win in the pocket. Justin Fields' career from the pocket, 27 touchdowns and 25 picks and a low 80 passer rating. Now, Kyler Murray runs around, much smaller, 72 touchdowns, 40 picks, and a 95 passer rating. Lamar Jackson, who we see improvement, it feels like, about every 15, 18 games, he runs around a lot, 100 touchdowns from the pocket, 38 picks, and a passer rating of 100. And again, with Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson, I do feel like I've watched improvement. Doesn't mean you're winning playoff games, but they're getting better. Justin Fields, I feel like this is what he is. Maybe if he had an offensive coach, he would tick up a bit, but this is kind of what he is. So the Raiders could have had him, taken Minshew. Bucks could have had him, took Baker. Atlanta could have had him, took Cousins. Steelers could have had him, took Russ. Now, Seattle's still a possibility, but it does appear at this time, Seattle, which has a pretty well-stocked roster, may just stay with Geno for one more year. He's got no guaranteed money after that. And then draft a quarterback in the first round this year. He'll be the understudy for 1 year with a new coach for Geno. Then it'll be that young man's job. New England brings in Jacoby Brissett. New England brings in Jacoby Brissett. So my takeaway on that is, well, is he a starter? Is he a backup? They're going to probably do the same thing as a Seattle, which is draft a quarterback and put him behind a Jacoby Brissett. So now I do think Fields deserves another shot. I think Seattle's very interesting. I think New England's interesting. But there is a gap here between what the league sees, and what fans see. I do not see a star. What I see is a kid like Sam Darnold who deserves a second shot because he's so athletic. And what's interesting is if you look at Sam Darnold's career in the pocket and Justin Fields' career as pocket passers, they're virtually identical. They're both a little reckless. They both get banged up a lot. They've both got talent. You can put an interesting YouTube package together. But in the league, Darnold's only getting a one-year deal here. I mean, it's pretty clear Minnesota said, we'll let you start for a year. We're drafting a quarterback. Oh, by the way, if he's good, you're out by Thanksgiving. So, I mean, I'm interested on Justin Fields. J-Mac does not like this topic. But I think the league is telling you one thing, and the fans see it differently. And I think fans, all of us, mostly kind of see the same stuff. He is sort of the outlier in the league at quarterback.
So you got to give up a draft pick to get him, right? You got, and then he's like, what, 14, 15 mil for this year? Russell Wilson, who we did not expect to hit the market 3 months ago. For $1 million. Like, that's a great deal. You can't pass that up, right?
Also, Russell's been to two Super Bowls.
He has. I mean, that was in the distant past. That was like a decade ago, wasn't it?
Well, again,
it's more the price point. Like, where am I buying in on Justin Fields? I got to give up a third-round pick, and we got to pay him $14 million this year or whatever the number is?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money and a draft pick. I'm not doing that if I can get Russ for a mil.
It's not a lot of money if you think he can win. Giving up a draft pick to get a franchise quarterback?
We don't know if he can win.
Well, that's the point. Is GMs don't know with 3 years of film. Coaches don't know with 3 years of film. I'll say it again. I think he's very much Sam Darnold. He may get it. His cap hit right now for Justin Fields is $6 million.
That's not bad.
That's free. And nobody's interested. So you get this all the time in sports. Like, you know, where I think fans mostly have a sense of who's great, who's bad. We can argue in the middle. I think fans have tended to be harder on Kirk Cousins, more favorable to Dak, and I think they're pretty similar based on, you know, I'm based on what do you pay him. If the cheaper I get a deal for those two, I'll take the cheaper deal. Kirk Cousins will be cheaper than Dak. I'd rather have that. I think they're the same quarterback. But in this instance, Justin Fields is free. $6 million cap hit. And the market's telling you, you know, somebody told me this years ago when I was doing like local news. They said if you get let go or released or fired or whatever in local news, the market will dictate whether your boss was right or not.
Indeed.
The market will dictate it. And so the market is dictating right now. There's not a hunger.
Okay, so does that change if Chicago says there's no buyers for Fields, we're outright cutting him, then all of a sudden is Justin Fields attractive? I don't have to give up any draft capital, and I can just grab him. I think at that point he becomes extremely valuable. And if I'm Seattle, I'm taking Fields over Geno Smith in a heartbeat.
So Minnesota took Darnold at $10 million for a year. Justin Fields was $6
million. Well, also, you got to give up draft capital to get him, remember?
How much?
Adam Schefter said a first-round pick 2 months ago. Remember, he said that.
Nobody.
Now, obviously, nobody believed that.
Nobody is doing that. Mac Jones got a sixth.
Trey Lance got a fourth.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, on the $6 million and a six-round pick for a guy you think can win in this league, that is free. That is free.
Yeah.
So... yeah, so I mean, I think it comes down to there's just this just people. It's so it's not like the NBA. In the NBA, there are players. Westbrook is not necessarily a winning player in May and June. James Harden's not a winning player in May and June, but they're going to be Hall of Famers because the NBA is about aesthetics and optics and style matters. It matters in the NBA. Do you score? Do you have style? I never thought Melo was a great teammate or a winning player, but he's an absolute. In the NFL, you're a quarterback. Do you win games? Are you productive? Are you healthy?
So where's Fields next year? Come on, let's hear a best guess. I'm looking at the NFL standings right now.
I could see, again, what New England's doing, it appears to me, we're going to get a veteran who we like, and they've been in the building, Jacoby Brissett. We're going to draft a quarterback, and Brissett's going to be an Alex Smith to Mahomes.
A bridge.
I think that, you and I disagree. I think that's what Minshew is to the Raiders. You're going to be a bridge to the new guy. I think that's what Minnesota's doing with Darnold.
Yeah.
You're a bridge, Vikings taking a quarterback. So I think they're all bridges. Justin Fields doesn't want to be a bridge. His agent could say, we're not going to be a bridge. And my takeaway, he's viewed in the league as a bridge. Justin Fields and his agent are like, we should be starters.
But maybe he's not even viewed as a bridge, Colin. If he was viewed as a bridge, wouldn't you take him? I don't even think they see him as that. That's the scary part.
I mean, New England's got the third pick, so they're taking a quarterback, and they believe in the room Brissett is better to kind of put your arms around.
Okay. Does Sean Payton consider him as a reclamation project?
No. Sean Payton considered Sam Darnold, according to respected NFL reporters. So Sean Payton, who knows quarterbacks, they consider Darnold. Shanahan liked Darnold. Kevin O'Connell, smart offensive coach, liked Darnold.
Yeah.
All three, Shanahan, Payton, Kevin O'Connell. Nobody would dispute sharp offensive guys. All preferred Darnold.
Okay, so where is Fields going?
Tennessee Titans?
Like, they got a full quarterback room, and nobody's good in that one.
So I guess my point is, I never bought into it. People get fooled by the spectacular. That is not how you win.
But he's going to be a backup on a team. He's not going to be out of the league. He's not going to be a free agent. Come on, he's going to be on a roster week one. I need a name, Cowherd. Come on, let me hear a prediction. Get off the fence, big guy. Come on, give me a team. Where's he going to end? Is he the backup to Josh Allen? Is he the backup to Jalen Hurts? I don't know.
For the record, Philadelphia makes sense to me.
Yeah, we said that a while ago. No, backup to Jalen Hurts.
No, winning organization, good offensive line,
Hurts
weapons.
Hurts is taking some wear and tear.
I think Philadelphia. I mean, I think Justin Fields to Philadelphia makes a lot of sense. That'd be a good spot to go, not the pressure to start. Get into a good organization.
That
makes sense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
All right, all sorts of stuff going on. He's part of the Raider broadcast team. He's certainly part of ours, the former Super Bowl champ wide receiver for the Packers, James Jones, here at Fox Sports as well. I said yesterday, if you don't, I like what the Raiders did with Christian Wilkins. So my takeaway is you don't have a Herbert and you don't have a Mahomes.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is the best pass rush in the division.
Yep.
By the way, the Giants are doing this.
Yes, they are.
We don't have Dak.
Uh-huh.
We don't have Jalen Hurts. Yeah. So we're going to get Burns with Dexter Lawrence with Kayvon Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. And so I understand the strategy. Yeah. Like, okay, we're not going to be as good, but your guy's going to be under constant duress.
No question about it. And not only that, especially for the Raiders, they've been looking for that big-time interior lineman forever. Max Crosby has been coming off the edges forever, causing havoc, and the quarterback just steps up in the pocket, escapes. Now you get Wilkinson in there, and you're able to collapse that pocket. It is going to be a different type defense out there with the Raiders. And then we're hearing that they're trying to get, I believe, Devin Devin White over there at the linebacker spot, who they've been weak at the linebacker spot for a long time.
Yeah, they haven't been athletic at linebacker for a while.
So get a linebacker that can run and come downhill and tackle, now, be good.
And you're on that broadcast. So my take is what they're doing. They're bringing Gardner Minshew in for 2 years.
Yeah.
He's going to hold it.
Yeah.
They're going to draft a quarterback, but they're. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what Minnesota's doing with Sam Darnold. We don't want to force the kid to come in and start.
No question.
We're not going to put you up against Herbert and Mahomes.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is watch a pro, kind of watch it, figure out the film room, and probably year two or Thanksgiving this year. Mm-hmm. So that's what it feels like they're doing.
Absolutely. And the good thing about Minshew is proven to win some games. Minshew can play the game of football. So now you get a guy at a really, really good price that you could come in there and be able to still get your offense rolling. I'm not saying they score 35 points a game, but he still can be able to get your offense rolling. And now you're stacking up on the defensive side of the ball, you know, and be in these games. If we score 24 points in a game, we should win a lot of football games. That's the mindset, you know, as the Raiders. So I love what they're doing. I love the addition of Gardner Minshew. I still would go after a guy like Justin Fields. I would, because the price is going down for Justin Fields.
His $6 million now is what he is.
Yeah, and not only that, even just the trade value for him. Probably early on, people were probably asking for second, third rounders. Now it's six. Seven, fifth, you know. So if you're able to get him to come in there, and then now you even have a quarterback battle in training camp to see who plays the best. But not only that, if one of them starts the season and they not playing good football, you got another guy that you could put in there to possibly come in and win some games too.
Justin Fields has, my comp has always been, and people push back on it, but the numbers are actually very similar in terms of from the pocket. Justin Fields is Sam Darnold. Now, you can point fingers at coaching and culture, but are you surprised by the lack of market for him?
I'm not. I think Justin Fields has done this to himself. You know, just the way he's played football early on in his career. He's had some really, really bad moments. He had some really, really good moments. I'm extremely high on Justin Fields. I believe Justin Fields can be a really good quarterback in this league. He's had a bunch of different coaches, a bunch of different offensive coordinators.
Now he has gotten banged up.
No doubt. You know, the way he plays football. But as an organization, when you're looking at Justin Fields, it's like, okay, if we can get this guy, our team might be go here. But if he's this guy, our team might go here.
So nobody's quite sure what he is,
and that's really on him because he plays the football game. And you could touch on coaching, you could touch on all that, but at the end of the day, they turn your tape on. And if they turn your tape on and it's like this,
that's
it's like,
it
okay,
and that's Darnold.
What is he worth? And that's Sam Darnold as well. That's why he's been bouncing around.
Yeah, so we put the graphic up earlier for our radio audience. Because this is kind of my comp. One of the reasons I didn't like Zach Wilson, I thought his comp was Johnny Manziel. Fields and Darnold from the pocket in their career. If you look at the numbers right there, it's the same guy.
Just out of the pocket is what he brings.
Yeah, and Sam can move as well. Yeah. Justin's a little more athletic. Yeah. But in terms of most guys in this league.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Most guys in this league, what do you do from the pocket? So people can say, well, Lamar runs, but Lamar's become very good in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyler runs. Kyler's very good in the pocket.
Yes.
Justin's not. And he can run, too.
No doubt.
So let's go inside a little on Green Bay. They, they're not paying anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, they got rid of, they already had a low payroll offensively with Musgrave and Watson and Dobbs and Reed. And now they do Josh Jacobs, a year deal, kind of 3 1-year deals. I guess they're clearing space for Jordan Love because Bakhtiari was expensive.
Yep.
So it sounds like, feels like to me, they believe Jordan's worth the big money, right?
You don't believe it yet?
I have said I'd like to get a few more games. I've only got like nine games over. I went, that's good.
Yeah.
I'd like a few more. Can you give me to October 20th? I do think that he made such a leap.
Yeah.
And can I say this? What Green Bay does is the opposite of what the Bears do.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay brings you in.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to get value out of you. Yep. Aaron dropped.
Yeah.
They are far from Atlanta. And generally, they do good old lines, offensive coaches. You don't have to play immediately.
Yeah.
You set them up for success.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, had he played as a rookie, could have been a totally different
career.
Totally
different player. Yeah,
totally.
You're right.
They give up on him.
Mm-hmm.
He loses his confidence.
No doubt.
He gets hurt. It's amazing what, and by the way, Aaron's first year, he was talented, but he was 6-10.
Yeah,
He'd have played 3 years earlier. So that's why I say the Bears just don't set guys up for success. They have to play immediately, and they tend to reach on guys.
No doubt.
So, I mean, I look at Jordan Love, and I don't know what he would have been if he would have played 3 years ago.
I agree.
What he is now looks like a guy.
I agree, because I even had a conversation with Aaron, texting back and forth with Aaron, and I'm like, a lot of these signals that I see Jordan Love checking into, I know the play. Like, you call these signals. So I'm like, him watching you, I'm like, you did a really good job with the young fella, really like being a mentor and helping this dude develop. And I think if Jordan Love had to step into the Green Bay Packers and be the starter, he wouldn't have had a chance to see none of that.
No way.
Not in the film room, not on the field, none of that. Practice. Like, Aaron does not play around in practice. Like, Aaron is a technician. He is focused. He's serious in practice. So the young fella got to see all that, right? He got to see the good plays, the bad plays, all that. He's seen an MVP season, and he's seen a very, very bad season by Aaron Rodgers. So he got a chance to see all that. But with me, with my own two eyes watching Jordan Love, and I see guys like Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield getting paid. Your guy's looking right in front of you. Your franchise quarterback, the Packers have been truly, truly blessed. Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, now to Jordan
Love.
Nobody's
ever done this.
The kid can absolutely play.
It's funny. I said he's a little bit of Favre. He can be a tad reckless.
Yep.
But I do think he's more efficient like Aaron. Mm-hmm. So I get a little bit of a tweener, but he clearly looks like the guy.
No doubt. And they're doing everything they need to do around him. And on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball, you look at the addition of Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is an every down back. One, two, three,
four. Why the Raiders let him go?
Really good question. I do not know. I don't know if it was the price range he was asking for that they didn't want to pay that. But
I thought Antonio Pierce loved him.
Me too. And I believe Josh Jacobs is probably the best running back in the National Football League right now. Super young, can catch the ball out the backfield, can run downhill. He's the home run punch, or he can get you the tough yards. He's a really good running back. So for the Packers to get him from the Raiders, this is huge for Jordan Love. And then you go and get Xavier McKinney to go in the back end. You know, you lose Savage, you bring him in. Like, what they are doing in Green Bay right now, they are trying to set Jordan Love up to have a lot of success. And I love it. This is going to be a good football team.
Kirk Cousins, it cracks me up. I said, I know he's vanilla ice cream, but it's still very popular.
No doubt.
He knows how to monetize that position. And here's the thing. In that division, it's not playing Herbert.
Nope.
It's not playing Mahomes.
Nope.
In that division, you look at the odds today.
I mean, they was in the division. They was in contention for the division last year.
So I told J-Mac, I think he is three wins better than Ritter. Not four, not five, but they were in close games last year and could not make a play in the red zone.
Doubt.
I think they're a playoff team.
I think everybody game goes up with Kirk Cousins. You're going to see a totally different Kyle Pitts. You're going to see a totally different Bijan Robinson, right? You got a phenom out there at receiver in Drake London. Like, these dudes' games are going to go to a whole different level with Kirk Cousins. Say whatever you want about Kirk.
What did you
when
think
the playoffs
him?
Come. In the regular season, Kirk Cousins is a guy and can play the game at a very, very high level.
Is that
level.
What you thought of him when you?
No doubt about it. When I seen the Falcons pick Kirk Cousins up, I instantly thought of Kyle Pitts. I'm like, everybody been like, Kyle Pitts is a bust. His game is about to go to a whole nother level with Kirk Cousins. Even just from a chemistry standpoint of how you're supposed to run routes, where I'm trying to place this ball, where I want you to be in these coverages, with all the talent that he has, and then you have Drake London and they can run the ball with Bijan. These dudes' games is about to go to a whole nother level. Justin Jefferson didn't go crazy because he just had a regular quarterback throwing to him. Kirk Cousins could throw that ball.
Well, Kirk last year, before he got hurt, it was like Pro Bowl.
Yeah, they was losing games scoring 35.
So, let me ask you, Saquon Barkley, I'm a believer that I'm loyal, but there's limitations.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go.
Had to. He had to.
Would you be mad if you were a Giant teammate?
I wouldn't be mad if he left last year. You know, at the end of the day, you are my teammate. But at the end of the day, my agent, Frank Bauer, told me when I first came into the National Football League, he said, son, the person that leaves this game with the most money wins as a player. You know, he said, it's Hall of Fame players out there calling me right now for money that got gold jackets. They did not win. So if you have an opportunity to go get your money, even as players, we looking in the locker room like, bruh, forget the Giants. Forget the Packers. If they don't want to pay you, go somewhere else and get your money. As a teammate, go get your money.
Right.
We are playing the game to try to provide for our families. If Super Bowls and Pro Bowls and Hall of Fame come with that, because if you're playing at a Hall of Fame level, you're going to get paid. But if this team didn't want to pay you last year, and then they don't want to pay you again this year. Y'all mad at me? That makes no sense. I got to go.
No, I get it. And it's interesting. In Vegas, DraftKings Sportsbook increased their odds for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When's the last time a running back did that? Derrick Henry to the Ravens feels right, doesn't it?
Man.
It kind of feels like a Baltimore move.
That's scary. That is scary. If they do what they should do, right? Because we wanted them to run it in the AFC Championship game. They did. But if they do what they should do with the addition of Lamar Jackson, and now you have King Henry in the backfield, and you still have to,
Flowers and, second
you,
year.
But I'm just talking strictly run game. Like, you have to account for Lamar Jackson. King Henry has never been in a system to where one less guy is out of the box because you got to account for the quarterback. So now you got this dude coming downhill. You got to account for Lamar Jackson's legs too. And we all know he's a tough tackle. This is going to be scary. Scary Baltimore offense. And then obviously off it, play action pass, Zay Flowers and those boys going down the football field, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely. It's going to be a tough offense.
The Rams are paying more for two guards than quarterbacks made 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in this league.
Yeah.
No, and you did well.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
But some of these,
I'm truly blessed. You know what I mean?
Some of these contracts.
I hate it when players get out there and, you know.
What?
Lose my number or whatever. I mean, the stuff that Tinky Barber said about Saquon Barkley, like, what are we talking about, man? You know, you didn't come out last year when this boy was the best player on the team and they paid Daniel Jones and this dude got to play on a one-year contract and could possibly get hurt and all that type of stuff and not be in this position that he in right now to make some money. You weren't out there talking about the Giants, you know, and now you want to talk about Saquon. I don't like it.
Yeah. Let's see. Tyrod Taylor backing up Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Is Aaron going to be okay with that?
Aaron gonna be good with that, and I think it's smart by the Jets. We just came off of a season to where everybody is scratching their head of like, here go another quarterback in the game that we don't know what we're gonna get. At least you get a guy to come in and you know he knows how to play the football game.
Tyrod is more than capable.
No doubt. Played a lot of football, won a lot of football games, you know what I mean? You could put a plan around him to succeed, you know, just in case something does happen to Aaron. So I don't think this is gonna be a problem. I think this is a good move by the organization. Let's set ourselves up with the backup quarterback if something does happen.
Somebody told me Aaron's put on like 8 to 10 pounds. Like
he's trying to get shredded, huh?
Well, they got to get a left tackle.
There we go.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Bakhtiari out there?
So that's what I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. You sign him for 1 year.
No doubt.
You draft a left tackle. Yeah. You know this. Yeah. Even great left tackles out of college takes about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy, the Giants have Andrew Thomas. That first year, he struggled.
Yeah.
And he's a great one.
You're on an island out there by yourself now with some big-time pass rushers.
No more Big 12 pass rushers.
You
know what I mean?
You got T.J. Watt and Miles Garrett and these boys coming at you now. Max Crosby. My goodness. Micah Parsons.
Year,
yeah.
By the way, we need you to play about 8 games. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, the kid comes in.
Yeah.
He's not ready in September.
Yeah, Bakhtiari healthy, still a really good player in this league. Though, yeah. So we'll see.
James Jones, good seeing you, man.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.